And what is the function of music?
That's another one of those funny questions where, of course, there will be an infinite amount of answers, all of which could be completely contradictory to each other, etc. I offended a musician friend of mine by saying something to the effect that people become musicians as an outgrowth of adolescence in order to try to attract mates. And there's a lot of interesting theory all along these lines. When I think about human behavior, I often think, what is the behavior of a dog in this situation, or what's the behavior of a deer in this situation, or whatever. And are you familiar with David Rothenberg?
No, who is that?
He's the author of some pretty interesting books, one of them called Why Birds Sing, another one's called Thousand Mile Song, which is about whale song. And he goes into research into why do whales sing? Why is it that it's basically male whales who sing? And then there's the question of, oh, is it a mating thing? Well, then, according to some whale researchers, the female whales have no interest in the male whale song at all, and that actually the only whales who have an interest in the male whale song are other males, etc.
That's like the cliquish rock thing, you know, guys all like rock, and then girls like, eh, whatever.
Well, but, yeah, but that brings up the issue of, I think a lot of the times, males, and maybe women too, do play music in order to try to attract a mate, kind of like, here, look at me, blah, blah, blah. I knew a guy who was a bass player in just a pop rock group, probably not very interesting or whatever, and his wife was attracted to him because he was the bass player in this group. So they got married, and the first thing that she did when they got married was lay down the law that he could no longer play music because she was afraid that he would attract another girl. So he wasn't even allowed to play music in the garage or whatever with his friends. He wasn't allowed to play music at all. That's a kind of extreme example, but I think that it's not a too atypical trajectory for people to be involved with playing music through a certain age, which is kind of like an extended adolescence, and that then the interest sort of fades out and they go on to supposedly more adult pursuits, like having kids and raising the kids and making the money to raise the kids and blah, 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 blah. And then there are people, and this is really across the board, it's not just confined to music, there are people like myself who are totally obsessed with music, etc., who are doing things that will definitely never attract a mate because they're so abstract that the likelihood of people being interested in them on purely kind of sexual attraction terms is extremely remote. For myself, the purpose of music is to, like the purpose of almost anything that I'm interested in, is to stimulate my mind and to create unusual social circumstances.
Unusual social circumstances. Okay, that's good. You know, John Cage said the function of music was to soothe the soul, to make it susceptible for divine intervention. What do you think of that?
Oh, whatever. I love Cage's music, but all that shit, I mean, I feel like this is, again, a recurring theme in our whole conversation tonight.
Right.
all of that kind of stuff, all of those statements, I just think can be completely thrown out the window or whatever.
Right.
In other words, all of these philosophical generalizations that are meant to finally explain what it is that's going on, I think are completely worthless. And even though I think Cage, again, was a musical genius, just like I think Zappa was a musical genius, at least when he was in his good phases or whatever, you know, in his most creative
right.
phases, I just think that a lot of those statements are just shit.
Right.
And really of no value or use to me personally at all. Like,